It's been hard times for teen retailers. Not growing pains. More like customer behavioral problems that have resulted in declines in same-store sales and profits over the past few years. Expectations had grown, faster than the brands could keep up. Styles changed and moved in directions, pretty much in the opposite direction to where the brand's own professional fashionistas and designers were looking. Logo-heavy looks were out. Malls were out. The internet and smartphones were in. Big time. Big enough so that they showed up in our customer loyalty and engagement index, and here's why certain brands have found better fits with their teen consumers.
Are tough times turning around for teen retailers? No denying it's been tough for retailers over the past couple of years, particularly for the stores specializing in the teen retail segment. An increase in mobile retail has had a lot to do with that, which has resulted in slash from declines in mall traffic. Compound that with shifts in fashion trends the brands themselves missed and an increasing desire by teens to customize everything, including personal looks, particularly for the once logo-leading looks. Those have really fallen out of favor with teens, and it's showing up in our customer loyalty engagement index and on the brand's bottom lines. The CLEI brand lists aren't predetermined. Consumers tell Brand Keys researchers which brands they actually use, and brands must be mentioned enough times to provide a statistically generalizable sample. But it's more than just statistics. When consumers mention new brands at significant levels, it's an indicator that current options are not meeting their needs or, more precisely, their expectations. And when one brand isn't able to meet those ever-increasing expectations, especially teen expectations, consumers look to other brands to do it for them. Brands that do end up higher on our list. Brands that don't end up in Chapter 11. For retail shoppers of all ages, it's the emotional side of the purchase equation that brands need to concentrate on if they want to meet shopper expectations. Today, the rational stuff is easy. But if a retailer relies on that alone, profitability will continue to become far more difficult to attain, particularly among teens who are out there looking for personal style and not another logo. Fast fashion brands like H&M showed up on our lists a few years ago. Brands like Forever 21, Anthropologie, and Express have shown up only recently. Brands like TJ Maxx, able to offer cheap, chic options, are the ones that have been doing better than traditional, established brands like Abercrombie & Fitch. So when we look at the teen apparel retail segment, here's how teens, looking at their own style, rank the brands. 1. Victoria's Secret. 2. H&M. 3. Old Navy. 4. Forever 21. 5. Express / American Eagle. 6. PacSun. 7. J. Crew. 8. Aeropostale / Abercrombie & Fitch. 9. The Gap. 10. American Apparel. It was John Fairchild, the publisher of Women's Wear Daily and the founder of W, who noted, "Style is an expression of individualism mixed with charisma. Fashion is something that comes after style." He was right, particularly as it applies to teens.
What happened? Starting with a brand that never learned from its mistakes, at the very bottom of our list, number 10 is, ta-da, American Apparel. They filed for bankruptcy protection, again, the second in just over a year, with the brand continuing to struggle with competition and a total collapse of meaning when it comes to popular culture. Abercrombie & Fitch, number 9, has had 13 consecutive quarters of sales declines. So hiding the logo and revamping their controversial models-only hiring policy was, well, contraindicated. On the other hand, Old Navy, number 3 on this year's list, had comparable sales that were up 3%, which may sound small, but doesn't involve the phrase consecutive quarters of sales declines, and was also what bolstered Gap Inc.'s financial sales. Number 2, H&M, reported increased sales by 7% year over year. Number 1 on this year's list was Victoria's Secret. They were up 6%. While teen retail brands play catch-up, teen shopping habits are continuing to evolve. Adding predictive engagement metrics to their research wardrobes just might help.